Hey, kitty, I'm home. Do you want some dinner? Okay, here you go. Okay, so you don't want dinner. What do you want, treats? Catnip? Dude, I don't know what you want. I'm just going to turn on the radio.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
That's what you wanted? I guess I'll have to tune in more often.
Put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safe, please. So always sing with me. So put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safe, please. So always remember this beat.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, May 6th, the Be Well Fest is being hosted at Chase Gym, including activities such as rock climbing, massage therapy, yoga, dance, and more. The Be Well Fest will be happening from 12 to 4 p.m. once again at the Chase Gym. Also on Wednesday, the Empire State Service Corps will be hosting their Comfort Over Chaos event, which allows a space for students to relax, study, and refuel before finals. This will be happening from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Union Square inside Hunt Union. On Thursday, May 7th, the Terpsichorean Dance Company has the first showing of their Spring 2026 show starting at 7 p.m. in the Goodrich Theater. More showings are happening on Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 5 p.m., also in the Goodrich Theater and Fine Arts. Tickets are available online. On Friday, May 8th, head on over to the Midday Music Backyard Barbecue, where you can enjoy food and music, which will be happening from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. in the Quad. On Saturday, May 9th, the Earth Festival, which is an annual celebration of sustainability, community, and environmental stewardship, will be happening from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Chase Gym. And on Sunday, May 10th, join WONY for our senior brunch and send-off happening in the Craven Lounge located in the Morris Conference Center at 1 p.m. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
It was a cold sunset while I was walking over. Just pretty miserable. Welcome to Airbud. This show is dedicated to Mother's Day. I'm sure, you know what? Actually, scratch that, because I'm sure everyone's done a show dedicated to Mother's Day already. Mom, you could listen to any of the other ones. No, I'm joking. Left some space for you guys to laugh there. Nice. Yeah, I'm sick. I'm sick in the head. Yeah, I'm sick. No, I'm actually sick. It's not hantavirus. It's not norovirus. None of those. It's not a cruise ship. Didn't come off a cruise ship. But I am sick. With a virus. Terrible, terrible virus. No, I'm joking. It's a cold. It's a cold. It's supposed to be getting hot, I thought. Right? And there's another space for you to laugh. And we're off to a bang. Welcome to Airbud. Oh boy, I'm so excited. Now, this is the last Airbud of the semester. And it's my fourth semester. And there are 8 semesters. You know what that means? That means we are the same distance between me starting this show and me ending it for good. Because I have to get out of here eventually. Finals week is starting. Yeah. Have fun with that, everyone. I have 4. What about you guys? And I left some space for you guys to respond. Nice. They're saying that Airbud is the closest show to sort of a Dora the Explorer, where the kids are saying it's very responsive, great for engagement. They're saying it's wonderful. I think my show is a masterpiece. But yeah, sophomore year coming to an end for me, for a lot of others out there. So pretty much this show is dedicated to, what do they call it when it's like a walking junior? When you're about to become, there's like a dumb word for it that people say, because there needs to be a word for everything now. Whatever, this is for sophomores, mothers, grandmothers, if you're lucky, great grandmothers, and those infected with hantavirus or norovirus or any virus that happened to come off a cruise ship. That's what this particular show, that's who this is dedicated to. It's what this show is in memoriam of. Most of you sheep out there would say, hey, those three demographics don't overlap. Well, I'm a sophomore in college with hantavirus, and I have a mom, so it's like I'm 2.5 out of 3, right? So we could make something work is what I'm saying. Everybody knows I am the 50th percentile. I am the average, you know. They call me Median Mike. Yeah. All right. We're done with that. In all reality, I'm just not feeling it. I don't think Nate's feeling it. I don't think Leo's feeling it. Maybe Leo was feeling it, but, you know, the studio calls you have to answer. But, man, it's doing a radio show. I don't know if you guys can tell. Doing a radio show is just so hard. It's just so difficult. It's like, man, just one day off would be nice. Yeah. Left a little more room for you guys to laugh there. I really hope you guys are laughing. No, we're not doing another one of those shows. We're going to have fun. In terms of music, it might get played. You know, I'm very sick. I have hantavirus, as I said before. So, my voice hurts. So, we'll see what I can do. But music usually gonna get played. I see if I had if I spent any of my time today doing something useful instead of just sitting around, I would have been like, huh, let's end it off with a bang. Let's get some good songs for that. But I stopped making playlists for this like after my fifth show. You know, you gotta get in there, let your mind work its magic. You know, if you've listened to the last three shows, you know it's pretty bad up there. My word this week has been miserable, wretched, like Mars, just a pointless, wretched waste. She is. But I'm enjoying that word, like miserable. Like, I don't know. It tickles me. So this is Holland 1945 by Neutral Milk Hotel.
Yeah. just her sister at her side, and only weeks before the guns all came and rained on everyone. Now she's a little boy in Spain, playing pianos filled with planes on empty rings around the sun. All seem to say my dream has come. Now we must pack up every piece of the life we coming back again. The earth looks better from a star that's right above from where you are. He didn't mean to make you cry. The sparks that ring and bullets fly on empty rings around your heart. The world just screams and falls apart. But now we must pack up every piece of the life we
I refuse to glaze music on here anymore, so I won't say anything good about that song. Today's going to be a miserable show. Sorry for the clip, you know? Show goes on, but what a wretched, menial, rookie mistake that my miserable... I don't even know. I lost it. Whatever. And here's some space for you to laugh. Great. This is, wow. Yeah. Is the hour over? No, we're 13 minutes in. All right. Welcome to Airbud, everyone. My name is Razorblade. I'm only 13, but I already know life sucks. I can't say that. I hate my parents and my classmates. My horn is broken just like my heart. Tough. Mar says, I'm learning that song on guitar, and also I have issues, and also I lied. I want to learn it, but I haven't even started, because I'm a bum. Most of it is C and D. Oh, D. I've been having a hard time strumming fast, though. That's where my issues come into play. Yeah, you have more issues than just that. But if you want to strum a guitar faster, I don't know, try playing Melee. That's what Leo does. Probably helps him. Or, matter of fact, learn guitar first and then start playing Melee. Just forget guitar. You should pick up piano. So, Speaking of Melee, that game is fun. There was a major this weekend. Ended like earlier. But pretty cool stuff. Australian guy won. I think it was first time winning a major. It's Josh. Dude's name is Josh. Cool. Good job, Josh from Australia. To many more. Ain't that right, guys? Wow, it's been 2 minutes. Wow, this sucks. Mars says, I'm listening. Sigh. Okay. And then a full stop punctuation. Just, do your fingers ever get tired writing just these absolutely meaningless messages, Mars? I'm tired of it. All right? There was some space for you to respond there. Let's do some crowd work. Say yeah if Mars's life means nothing and it's just a miserable, wretched waste, and so is mine, and my name is Razorblade. Go. Oh, I bet a lot of you just said yeah. Wow, this is just the worst show ever. Yeah, so I don't even know, dude. Like, I'm sick and my head hurts. Like, hey, could it get any worse, you know? But you can't think like that. Because if all the world's problems, if all the world's problems were put in a hat, would you risk picking one out of the hat? Or would you keep yours? All right, we're back. Leo says, yeah, the headphones are working. They weren't working for you because you don't got the magic touch. you're just a peon. Could absolutely crush you with my superpowers. Yep. Mar says, no, hi. Life is meaningful, stupid. See how mean he is to me? No, because, see, you're not even making any sense. What does Kira have to do with anything? Kira's the lowest common denominator. Everyone knows that. My new thing has been doing like a tough chuckle after everything I say as rage bait. So yeah, pretty. Say yeah if that's W rage bait. Yeah, great. This is New Friendly by Kevin MacLeod. Yeah, and enjoy this one. We'll be right back. Yeah. Kevin McLeod doesn't get enough love. One of the goats of... The goat of royalty-free music and goat of our generation or something like that. I don't know. I got to make a pick, guys. What do we think? Spurs? Spurs taking everything? What do we think? What do we think? Shout out to Beckett. That parlay did not hit. Seven legs. What were you thinking? But come on. What do we think, man? Getting called. Hello? All right. Goodbye. You know, when you call someone on the phone, you're supposed to say, hey, or maybe like, hello, you know? It's these Gen Zers, too accustomed to text, a lot like Leo. What's Leo doing right now? Nothing, if I had to guess. Yeah. But if you're Gen Z out there, don't fret. I believe in you. Oh, another caller. Busy day, guys. I wonder who this could be. Hello? You're calling Wony. Yeah. Make it snappy, all right? Make it snappy. Yeah, I got you. All right. You want to say hi? Did I say you were on yet? Yeah, audience, here's some time to laugh at her. And now we can welcome Mars to the show.
Actually, I didn't come here to be laughed at.
What was that?
I never came here to be laughed at.
Really, really.
Okay.
We got another caller. I know who you are. And don't try that again, all right? No, I'm just joking. Looks like we got a busy schedule ahead of us. But you cut the line, Mars. What's up? What's up? What'd you do today? Oh, we're just going to have so much fun, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
You always sound really sarcastic when you say that. Do you not like having fun with me specifically?
So, it's been...
Okay.
Today was another 24 hours.
I had a great day. Like, it was
of your...
really cool. I probably did more than you.
Really? Really?
Yeah, no. I actually hung out with my mom today, unlike you. So, I did a lot.
I'm in Oneonta, New York. She's on Long Island. What am I supposed to do about that, huh? Oh. Wow.
Just saying.
You're just brainless. Just brainless. Another...
I really don't like the way that you've been talking to me lately. I feel like you've been brainwashed by these figures like Nick Fuentes and Clavicular.
I don't watch him anymore. He's soft.
Oh, well, I mean, you've just been
He's
the
soft.
Way I just think you should be nicer to the women in your life, especially on this Mother's Day. Like, I just...
You're not a mother.
Yeah. I never said I was. I just think you should
That's
be nicer
what I
to
thought.
The women.
That's what I thought. Mother's Day or not, it was another 24 hours of your absolutely meaningless, wretched existence, Mars. your pointless, menial life, okay? So what'd you do? Eat anything good? See anything cool, huh? Oh, sounds great.
I spent $55 on an ice cream cake.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. And then, but it's okay because it was for my grandma's birthday, and like if that's what she wants, then like it's okay.
Yeah.
And then I did a bunch of other stuff too, but honestly, you were pretty mean to me, so like I don't know if I feel comfortable talking about it anymore.
Yeah. All right, whatever. And you can stop calling me Joe. My name is Razorblade.
I don't think I ever said your name one time. But
yeah, that's what I thought.
I mean, that's probably that's what I would have said.
Keep my name out of your mouth.
And you were supposed to be asking me questions?
Yeah, interview. Sure. So, do you really think your life has value?
This
is a tired. This is a tired bit, is it not?
It is.
All right.
Being mean to women is a tired bit.
Easter was like a month ago.
Yeah, I didn't really do much for Easter. It's kind of a nothing burger holiday, IMO. I know other people don't feel like that, and I'm sorry if you don't feel like that. But in my eyes, it is. And I don't think I did anything.
So what's your stance on this whole hantavirus scare?
Well... People, I really, really don't think that people have that much to worry about, but I also have a little cold, so I also have been saying I have the hantavirus.
Truth nuke.
But I've seen a lot of, like, TikToks lately, which is a stupid app, and I think I'm going to get rid of it forever. I found your TikTok the other day. That was crazy.
Really? I still have it?
Yeah. No, it was, like, a different one. I don't know. There were two.
What was the username?
I don't remember. I literally don't remember. It was, like, a glow type one, but I was on the Triple Dog Dare account, and I was looking through it. But, what was I talking about? Oh, the internet sucks. Yeah, I was on TikTok, and they were talking about the hantavirus on there, like the video was. And the video was literally saying how, like, this is, like, not something that, like, you're probably going to have to worry about. And the comments were, like, I don't know. The comments were just, like, they were being, like, they were talking about how, like, oh, my God, like, my senior year got ruined, like, or something like that. Like, my middle school graduation was ruined, and now my senior graduation is going to be ruined. But yeah. I just thought it was kind of silly. Like, it's mostly kids getting upset by it, which, like, I get, but real people too. I've seen, like, some grown adults, like, really freaking out about this, and I think everyone just needs to take a chill pill. But, you know, like, but Razorblade, how do you feel?
Corona, Hanta. Have you heard about norovirus?
Yeah, that's what you have.
You have heard of it?
Yeah.
Like 100 people got it on this one cruise ship.
And you were on it?
Scary stuff. I think my take is that if you haven't been masked up still, you're a fascist. And
do you still wear your mask?
Yeah, of course, every single day for the last 6 years. And if we don't constantly live in fear, we're going to all suddenly die, and it's going to suck. So that's my take. Better mask up.
Well, I see where you're coming from. That's a pretty valid point.
Better mask up, Mars.
Okay.
No, masked up, Mars. You should start... Oh, my God. This is so smart. This is so smart. You should start, like, a blog called, like, Masked Up Mars, and you give your take on, like, geopolitics, but in, like, just, like, in the most, give the most horrid perspective, as is
Why?
Typical of a blog, you know?
Okay. And that's it? And what does it have to do with being masked?
Because you're Masked Up Mars. You always wear your mask.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you think?
Okay. no, I just think I just doesn't sound that much fun, and I don't really want to do it.
All right.
But what about you? Razor blade, I don't know.
Razor Blade. That's my full name.
Okay.
I hate my parents and my classmates, and I'm only 13. And I already know that the world sucks, so. And my heart is broken, so.
Wow, how that all happened to you at such a young age? What's your story?
Just, the world is just such a horrible place.
Oh, but what did the world do to you, is my question, Razorblade. Why are you so edgy?
It's just my backstory, you know. My horrible backstory.
I mean, all right. We don't have to get into it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Kira says, Kira's upset. Let her on.
Then you have to get off.
Okay, I will. Goodbye. Okay, are you going to welcome me or send me off?
Hey, I'm Kira, and I like House MD.
Does she?
And I like talking like House. So, Mars... Na 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 na, na 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 na, hey hey hey, goodbye.
Okay,
that was for all of my 30 to 40-year-olds out there. Keep on rocking in the free world, and we'll see you later, Mars. Any final words, actually?
Do
do do do do do do.
Okay, bye.
See ya. Wow, that was exhausting, wasn't it? Sure it was for you guys. Anyways, Kira, it's your time to shine. Huh. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Hey, now I'm waiting, all right? Clock's ticking. We don't have all day here, do we? All right, now you're trolling me at this point. Nope, here we go. Hey, this is Wony. Yo, I can hear myself echoing in the back. You might want to turn that off. Yep, yep, yep. Big, big delay. Let's be on air. No? You guys ready? All right, sounds good. Everyone, this is Kira and two minions, but like the purple kind of minions. Say what's up, guys. Why don't you say what's up?
What's up? This is such a big delay, so.
You can hear me on the phone.
Who's the phone?
Wait, it's not on anymore. It's off. It's off.
You're calling me on the phone right now. Women and technology, am I right? No, I'm just kidding. Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
Happy Mother's Day, Joseph.
You didn't see your mom on Mother's Day.
I called her.
Yeah, Joe, what's up with that?
Did you say Happy Mother's Day? You didn't take the train?
I did. You know? I have a test. I have a big, big exam to take tomorrow at 11, so. Wasn't really in the cards to go see mom.
Did you study?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That looks beautiful.
Razor blade.
Yeah,
wait,
Razor Blade.
Yeah, what's up? What's up, guys?
Is your first name Razor, last name Blaze?
Yeah. Don't ask me about my horrible backstory.
Your loving family.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your horrible backstory?
Yeah, what's your horrible backstory? Your loving parents?
I can't get into it. It'll take longer than the show. Got time to run. All right, so you just... like a dog. Well, just were like, let me on the show. Welcome to Airbud. What do you want?
Interview all?
Nothing. Just wanted to say hi to my cousin who I haven't seen in like 3 months.
Air Bud, like the movie. Now this podcast is an air ball.
Oof.
Oof.
So why don't you interview us?
Oh. Well, hey. Hey, that comment didn't make me feel very good at all, Sophia.
He's very hurt by this. I'm gonna kick you off the
Razor Blade. All right.
Let me interview all three of you. We're gonna. Hey, this is the Pro AI podcast. We're gonna ask ChatGPT for some riveting questions to ask these gals on the other side of the line. Why don't we? No, I'm just joking. You have a ChatGPT in your brain. It's called your brain. So why don't we start with Kira? When's the last time you used ChatGPT?
Like never.
Never used ChatGPT. Wow.
I'm not pro AI like you, Razor Blade.
It's second to putting on socks in the morning to me. Wow. I just can't believe that. Sophia, what'd you have for breakfast?
French toast casserole.
Wow.
They were at brunch. Yeah, we went to brunch. Family. And you weren't there for some reason.
All I'm hearing is you didn't have breakfast.
I did. I had brunch. You know what, Razor Blade, I have a question for you. Do you think brunch should be a mixture of breakfast and lunch foods or just breakfast foods?
So, yeah, I'm Razor Blade. I'm actually a big fan of brunch. Actually, a big fan of brunch because it's more lenient than breakfast. It's breakfast with a lot more protein and maybe something sweet after, which, you know, you wouldn't really eat that with breakfast. Something sweet after is pushing the line. So you can get a lot more creative with brunch. So that's my take on that.
Wow. That is beautiful.
That was really beautiful.
Is Gabby there?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah. Yeah.
What question do you have?
I don't really have a question for you yet. We're going to shoot it over to Kira. What's your favorite color, Kira?
Sage green.
Wow. Just wow. And another light lob to Sophia. What's your favorite animal?
My what?
Your favorite animal. Are you not listening? Oh, can you not hear?
My favorite animal is, I like lions a lot.
Oh, she likes lions. Okay. Gabby, I know you're waiting in your seat. We don't quite have a question for you yet, but we're going to shoot it. We're going to just, Gabby can wait. We're going to shoot it back over to Kira.
I got a fucking question for you.
Hey. Why don't we calm down a little bit?
Sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry.
Why don't we shoot it back over to Kira? And why don't we all calm down, all right? I've had enough of you three. You guys are like the purple minions from Minions.
Yeah. Rabbits from Rabbits.
You guys are like the rabbits from Rabbits.
Like the penguins from Mars.
I'm a lot like, have you seen SpongeBob? I'm a lot like SpongeBob from SpongeBob.
I haven't watched that one.
I don't know that show. What are you talking about?
All right, so let's get to the bottom of this. What was the real reason you just desperately needed a call in?
We have a question for you, Razor Blade.
Oh, ask away. I'm an open book. That's what they say.
What do you think of the current Supreme Court decision that AI artwork and content can't be copyrighted because it's not human made?
This was a couple months ago, no?
Well, you know, on the topic of AI, have you addressed this yet on your Pro AI podcast?
You three peons. Peons, absolutely. Just peons. You thought, Razor Blade, he has such a horrible backstory. He's never updated on current events. That court case was months ago, no?
He got you.
It was in March.
Oof. Rough. It's rough. When you talk to a bright mind like Razor Blade or the great John F. Kennedy or Charlie Kirk, it really It gets to you, doesn't it?
Saying John F. Kennedy and then Charlie Kirk is just an insane mashup.
You know who like was a AI poster. You know like, who was a fun debater to watch? Joe Biden.
Joe Biden is a master debater.
So to give you the answer, though, after checking you chumps in my little chump check. yeah, what do I think? Despite being pro-AI, I think it is, I think copyright in general is just, has gone blown out of proportion is the word I would use in the last 15, 20 years, especially in online spaces. So I think no copyright on AI images, absolutely amazing. Because if you could copyright AI images, there would just be a sort of unnecessary bloat. Like Sophia, like it would be a bloat on everything, you know?
On the radio show, you're talking strays.
Wow.
You should copyright Razor Blade before I do.
Yeah, I'm going to start calling myself Razor Blade and say no one else can.
You can't. It's AI.
Razor Blade on that name.
You have 5 seconds.
And you can't copyright my music either. It's AI too.
Yeah, you're freaking BFDI.
Yeah, how's your music going?
Just like that new Underscores album. That might as well have been AI. Well, how's my music going? It's right? Going great. Me and Dez did a performance. I worked.
I saw that.
I was behind the computer for him. You know, I was the ratatouille of the operation.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
I was like
Chef Hat.
He was pulling strings.
I was like Ratatouille from Ratatouille. Pretty much.
Basically, I have a question.
Yeah. Shoot.
How did you feel about seeing Dylan Booten?
Oh, yeah. Dylan was
here. He'd be dungeon, if you will.
Dylan was here. Let's give him some context. Hey. Ramble Nation, let's give him some context. I have a good friend from Long Island. And he said, hey, so our friend Dez, he's a rapper up here. If you want to go support Dez, it's Dez on all streaming platforms, a.k.a. Vicente Fernandez. But he did a show, and Dylan wanted to come watch because Dylan's part of our music group. So he came all the way up on a bus, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool stuff. We had a big crowd.
He's in Canada.
Big crowd of all our friends. Yeah, it was pretty sick.
But he didn't come up, he came down because he's in Canada.
No, he's on the island. He's not in Canada anymore.
That's like a warning.
Yeah, beware.
That's like you just like threatened beware. Us a little bit. It's a little too close.
Razor Blade, have you been engaging in the recent TikTok trend of playing hacky sack?
Oh, I don't have TikTok.
You see, we went to Penn Station, right? And we saw many, many young blokes playing hacky sack.
At the school, there's a page for hacky sack.
Everyone's playing really? It's a new thing. You should get on that. You should get on
like
hacky sack.
Like on Instagram.
Like at the high school.
Yeah, it's called Mineola Sack.
Wow.
That sounds terrible. Yeah.
I think
you seem like a hacky sack
kind of guy. I think it's good to get outside and to keep moving, but
what happened with soccer ball?
I think nearly anything you do because you saw someone online do it is it's just poor living.
What happened to throwing the pigs get around?
Exactly.
Let's have a catch some.
Getting the mitt out, getting the baseball out, getting the mitt.
Yeah.
What happened to good old American sports?
Ooh, Razor Blade.
Yeah, yeah.
You gaining employment this summer?
Yeah.
Ooh, where?
Let's leave a little spot for our audience. Who's getting a job this summer? Say yeah.
Yeah.
See, he didn't say
yeah. I bet a bunch of people just said yeah.
Do they believe it? Joe, do you believe in employment?
Do I believe in employment?
Yeah.
In the AI landscape in 2020.
You see, after your job at Samsung, you have been unemployed.
Verizon.
Verizon.
I think if you ask me, If you asked a smart man, what keeps the world spinning? Labor. And think about that one. It's a triple entendre. Labor keeps the world spinning. That, let that one settle.
Right. Yeah. That's the settling. Yeah.
So, you know, I talk to a lot of people and, you know, they know who I am from whispers, you know.
Whispers, okay.
But
you're on the grapevine.
Once they get to know me, it's a lot of the same. It's like, oh, Razorblade, you're only 13 and you hate your parents and your classmates and your heart is broken. But I didn't expect you to be have such a deep insight on things like this. And I kind of sit there and I go like, whatever.
Razorblade, were you in the tabloids for eating your parents or your classmates?
Was I in the what?
Tabloids.
Is this like the South Park episode where like Cartman made that kid's parents in the chili?
I think South Park is a horrible show.
You know when Radiohead showed up?
I think Radiohead is a horrible band. So...
That's kind of, well, that's not nice. What if Tom York is listening to this radio show and now his feelings are really hurt because Razorblade is only 13 years old and ate all of his parents and classmates since I think he is good.
Then what are your thoughts on cannibalism, Razorblade?
I mean, Radiohead made Kid A. That album's really, really good, but everything else, I pay it no mind.
How do you feel about Razorblade, why did you eat your parents and your classmates at only 13 years old and your heart is
broken? Them. What?
Whoa.
Where did the word
you
eat
killed,
come
I'm
in?
Sorry, kill. I'm sorry, kill.
I didn't
hate.
Say kill either. I just hate them. I just hate my parents and my classmates. And I'm only 13 and I know the world sucks and my heart is broken.
But why is your heart broken? Because the world sucks?
Yeah. You definitely haven't, but have you heard of an Ouroboros, Kira?
The snake eating itself?
Yeah. See, Gabby's just so much smarter than you. But yeah.
I saw it in an episode of Shameless.
If
you're about to hate
Shameless now. It's a lot like that. It's like, why do you hate your parents and your classmates? Because my heart is broken. Why is your heart broken? Because the world sucks. Why does the world suck? Because I hate my parents and my classmates.
I eat because I'm fat. I'm fat.
Pretty.
Because I'm depressed. I'm depressed because I'm fat. Fat because I need. I eat because I'm depressed.
Despite being only 13, I'm already trapped in the endless cycle.
Well, I have a question. How are you 13 and in college? Are you like young Sheldon?
Something like that.
Yeah, I'm like young Sheldon.
You're like Sheldon Cooper.
The Big Bang Theory is so much better than Young Sheldon.
Bingo.
When he shows up in the car on Leonard.
I hear the answer's gonna die.
Oh, gosh. No, this is bad, guys.
Wait, when are you coming back from school?
Razorblade?
When am I coming back? 1 week. It's finals week.
Ooh.
Yeah, next Friday, I knew
so
that.
So, are we going to the city with Mars? Are we hitting up Washington Square?
I'd rather not.
Well, you will. You know, I know you're only 13, but I currently remember you saying, what a wonderful world.
I'm only 13, but I can't waste my time on things like that. I have a manifesto to write.
Only 13, but mine is older.
I'll be writing my manifesto over the summer.
Oh, God. Are you going to engrave it onto bullets?
That?
And we'll cheat someone with
it. Hey, why don't we calm down? You've already mentioned CK once, and that's enough. All right.
There's only one. Remember September 10th.
There's only one. Oh, my God, he died the day before 9/11.
Yeah, I know.
Quiet, no 9/11. No 9/11. We're in New York. That day was... Never forget. That's all I'll say on that.
Never forget the 10th either.
We can only mention it once. There's like a.
You guys aren't PR trained.
Yeah, no.
He's 13, but he's PR trained.
Yeah,
and his heart is broken.
And I'm not HR trained. Watch me get fired on day one. Hoorah!
Hoorah! Basically, what are your thoughts on the military?
The military, we spend too much on it, but it's necessary because I'd like to stay living in the country that is the global superpower.
That's beautiful.
What happens when it collapses?
Possibly will take over.
It won't.
Good one. You're so optimistic for being 13 and your heart being broken and hating your parents and your classmates. Truly is beautiful.
Yeah, all that stuff about me is true, but it's gonna be okay when I join the JROTC.
Wait, Razorbird, I have a question for you.
Yep. Shoot.
What's your Halal Munchies order?
Halal Munchies sucks. Sorry.
Why? Where are you going to get halal?
Ooh, that stings, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I love Halal Munchies.
Where do I get my halal food? Well, Shah Halal also sucks now. And it sucked before they changed, and it sucks after. It sucks even more. So where do I get my halal food? There's a couple answers for that. If you're looking for a tray of chicken over rice, what block was that on? There's this nice dude in the city in Manhattan who... Oh my god, I have it written down somewhere, but he's got a great truck. Sells it for $7.99. And ain't that crazy. And where else? There's a lot of good joints in Queens you can pull up to, sit down and eat. I went to a really good Palestinian restaurant a couple months ago. So it's a lot of options that aren't Halal Munchies. You know? Even if you're in where Halal Munchies, I think it's the first location is in Astoria.
Yeah.
Literally like four stores down, there's better halal food. It's like Czar. Ah. Oh. What is that place called? I can't even remember.
Wait, Rachel Blade, I have a message for Dylan Booten.
Yep.
I received a message saying stop disrespecting me on the air. I will not do that.
Oh, he's listening too?
Yeah, he just messaged me, said stop disrespecting me on the air, period.
Yeah.
Full stop.
Ziara Halal. Very good place. But they're always crowded. I wonder why they're always crowded and Halal Munchies is not. Maybe one of them is good and one of them really isn't.
You know, I asked a simple, harmless, innocent question about your halal preferences, but it's okay, Razorblade. I get it. You hate the world.
If I had to go to Halal Munchies and pay and extra money for less food, I would. That's worse, might I say. I would, you either just get the standard, you know, chicken platter or gyro's pretty good. I mean, it's all right, but it's nothing crazy. I'd probably just get a standard platter. The lettuce there is actually really good, the salad. So, they make a good salad, I guess. But, you know, it's chicken over rice. That's what's in the name. It's not, hey, our salad's pretty good and there's chicken and rice too. Isn't that right, guys? Whoa.
Razor Blade, are you excited to come back to Long Island?
Sure.
Razor Blade, are you excited for the Portuguese fair?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the only day out of the year that's a 1 out of 10 instead of a 0 out of 10.
It's 3 days out of the year. Not just one, but a whole 3 days that are 1 out of 10.
I'm excited.
That makes it a 3 out of 10.
It's not how math works.
And it's how math
works. All right. Well, would you look at the time, guys?
Would you look at the time?
Is there a seagull outside? What's that noise?
Yeah, we're up towards Washington right now. We're looking at the ocean.
Wow. It's quite beautiful, but this would make you change your views.
Maybe it would, but I just spent an hour of my life talking to the equivalent of pawns in a chess game.
Did we get a sign-off?
I'd like each of you to say your final words, but before that, just don't forget out there, guys, that when the pawn reaches the end of the board, he becomes more powerful than the king.
The pawn is king.
So, why don't we start with Kira? Any last words?
We're all excited for you to come back to Long Island.
We're so excited.
I'm still miserable, but that makes me feel a little okay. Sophia, your turn.
I think you're pretentious about your hall, and
whatever. Enough of you talking.
And you're
Gabby?
You're evil.
I don't know, dog. Happy
nice.
Mother's Day to the mother.
Shout out Pauline.
Shout out DD. She's actually fire for real.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Don't shout out Joe.
Razor blade.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Grandma for winning best dress today. We all voted her best dress.
Oh, that's nice.
Facts.
Shout out to the whole Bonafina family and extended.
Yeah, so this was Air Bud 32 dedicated to sophomores, mothers, and those with Hanta, Noro, or coronavirus.
And our pro AI.
This and pro AIers. Thank you, Kira. This has been Kira, Sophia, and Gabby. I'm going to shut you guys off. Bye-bye. We had Mars on the show, and I have been Razorblade. Don't forget, I'm only 13, and the world sucks. I'm miserable. Good night. And I'm sick. And I'm miserable. Again, good night. Bye. Whatever. Gosh.
Last night I was crying. Did you hear? Oh, was it all for nothing? Crystallized my tears. You have the strangest power over me.
What's up, everyone? It's time to answer today's 10-second question. All right, you ready? Here we go.
What radio station are you listening to? Time's almost up. 3, 2, 1. The correct answer is WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. Don't forget to keep it locked.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear.